Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I am fascinated by what's happened in Pine Ridgeland. Hey, look, a little context. I went to Central Catholic. They were obsessed with football. Obsessed. I'm serious. If you didn't play football there, you were nobody. So in that context, I kind of sort of understand what's happened in Pine Ridgeland. But, man, this football coach situation, man, the news has been nothing but horrible. It paints Pine Ridgeland as a horrible school district, as a horrible community, with a horrible school board, and it's just not true, man. And this poor guy, I guess they hired a new coach. Okay. This poor guy, man, they're booing him. They're saying really derogatory things about him in school. Social media posts about him and his personal life. It's just, God. Man, these guys make 10 grand. He's walking into this firestorm. It's above the fold, man. And the PG banner headline, Pine Ridgeland hires football coach. I mean, guy's getting abused, the new coach, abused. They were booing him last night. What the hell, man? And folks, the numbers don't lie. This is one of the best school districts in America. In America. Check out the test scores. Look, I get it. Coach Casper he's a legendary man. He created a dominant program. I loved watching them, man. They were semi-pro. But, man, at the end of the day, to tear apart a community over this is just not healthy. This notion that this is a horrible district and a horrible community and a horrible school board and, burn it down. And it's bad. Arguably the best high school sports reporter I've ever seen is Mike. I've said this about him before, and it's just the truth. I've been around, man. Mike White with the PG, and he knows this thing. He has done the autopsy. He knows every bit of it. He's joining me this morning. Mike, how are you?
Okay, Marty, how are you?
You're laughing a bit, but hey, Mike, man. It underlines a couple of things, man, that we are in past the point of crazed regarding football. I mean, what this has done to that community. Mike, have you seen anything like this, man? You've been doing this a while.
No, you know, somebody else just had asked me that, too, about if you ever seen a story of a high school football coach that, you know, like this. That lasted this long, and no, never. I've been doing this for 40 years with the Post Gazette covering, you know, high school sport. No, but Marty, as I said before, though, you know, there are some there are a lot of reasons why the story kept going, and reasons that you hadn't seen before. I mean, and one of them, this wasn't parents complaining about playing time or whatever. This was an administration. And then you had that, and then this supposed hazing investigation showed hazing. I mean, how many times you hear that? So that made it different. And then Eric Kasparovich, you know, trying to get his job back, you know, offering apologies and releasing letters. So how many times you hear that? And then the coach sues the district and the superintendent files a suit, defamation character suit. I've never heard that.
No, you're right.
You know, so it kept going, and people were like, well, this story never ends. Well, there's always something new coming from it. And then they hire a new coach. And you know, the way the community reacted, I mean, I've never seen rallies with, kids walking out from school.
No.
So, you know, it's a story that is really unusual, and I've never seen before, but there are reasons that it kept on going and taking on a life of its own.
I know, man, but Mike, you've heard backstories about volleyball coaches and basketball coaches. In fact, this basketball coach, Epps, that got let go, same kind of hysteria, but not the same kind of hype. It just, to me, it underlines the hysteria, obsession over football in America, because I've seen this in Texas. Does it not, sir?
Yes, there's no doubt. This would happen to a soccer coach at, Podunk High School. You know, hey, sorry, but no one would really care that much. Be ashamed to happen. No, being honest, it's just
you're right,
the way
man.
It is. And if people think, you know, no one cares, well, you know what, Marty, if you see, you know, we didn't do this, I didn't do all these stories for clicks. I thought it needed to be exposed and everything.
Absolutely.
You see if you see the numbers on our website, that these stories that have people the interest and the readership, it's astronomical.
Oh, it's amazing.
So apparently, a lot of people are interested.
Oh, hell yeah. So Mike, this new guy, man, they're booing him last night. They walked out. Man, that's not fair, is it?
Well, Marty, they didn't walk out on him. As I talked to one of the players, actually, a couple of the players.
Yeah.
There were about 30 of them there, and these couple of players, you know, Jeremiah Hazley, Cole Boyd, and they're pretty good guys from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Pretty good kids.
Yeah.
And they flat out said to me afterwards, you know, when they were taking the roll call of the vote and they started, they got up and walked out. And Jeremiah Hazley said, "This wasn't against Coach Campos. He's a coach. We're going to listen to what he wants to do. This was really just a show of." We don't really appreciate you, and I'm paraphrasing, we don't really appreciate you administrators and what you've done, and we're not really with you. It was more a show of that. These kids are going to play, Marty, and the people are saying kids won't play. They're going to play.
Yeah.
You might have a couple kids
I agree.
On their fringe that won't play. Kids are going to play, and you know what? They want to play. They have too much at stake. They put too much time into this. Is it going to be hard? Yes.
Yeah.
Is Steve Campos' job going to be hard? Yes.
Yeah.
I even talked to him this morning. There's nothing against that guy. I wish him luck. I think a lot of people wish him
same.
Luck. Same. Because of those kids, and that's what it's supposed to be about. But as someone said last night, one of the speakers, and I thought was kind of on the nose, they said to the administration, you should not have done what you think was right to show you were right. You should have done what was right for the kids. And that, I think, said a lot. And, you know, Steve Campos, hey, he's been around a lot of places. He has, not only 1 year of high school head coaching experience, but you know what? I think these kids, they said the right things last night, Jeremiah Hazley, Cole Boyd, and others, that, you know what, we've got to come together. We've got to meet with them. We've got to get things on the table. And we want it. This year is about us as the players.
Hey, Mike, can you hang? Can you hang for a minute? Can you hang around?
Yep.
The closest I can recall, and as I told you, I was a Central Catholic football player, marginal at best, but I played with some three guys that went to the NFL, including Danny Marino. So I've seen the best. And I remember when Central went through this teabagging hazing incident, 2003. Early 2000s, people went nuts. They just did. It became the biggest issue in this region. And now we have social media. Back in that day, really non-existent. But what troubles me is parents going off on this new coach. And I really obnoxious comments online. Sexual comments, personal comments. Social media has made it ugly. Mike White, are you seeing that, man? Where back in the day, all right, you would do a piece like the Central Catholic teabagging piece, and I went there and it was horrible. But now you have social media, so everybody lights themselves on fire. It's ugly, isn't it, Mike?
It can be a lot of times, and it's one of the biggest problems in high school for high school athletics, high school students in general. Marty, and you know, my wife works at a school, and boy, the problems that social media creates for a lot of students. And you know, I've seen some of the comments about social media on social media about, you know, obviously all through this whole thing.
Right.
I haven't seen a lot of harsh comments. Maybe out there, I don't look at everything.
Right,
obviously, about Steve Campos, and even last night, even the Booster Club vice president got up and spoke and said, you know, was very critical of the administration and school board, but said, you know what, we're going to support Coach Campos because that's our job. That's what we're supposed to do because we got to do it for these kids. So, you know, I really think that once he's in there, you know, I don't think he's going to get crushed by I don't think anybody has really anything against him. And rightly so. And I talked to him this morning, actually, and I asked him, Why would you take this? That's a big
question. I agree, man.
He said, why not? His quote was, it's a top of the line position.
Yeah.
It's a mecca of high school football right here.
True.
And he said when he met with his people over there and met with them again, he felt a oneness among them. And, you know, he thinks student athletes and kids, and I agree with him, are resilient people.
I agree.
Kids react much better to change than adults do, Marty. And I, you know, knowing those kids, guess what they want to do, Marty?
Win.
They just want to play and they want to win.
And I don't worry about them, brother. I worry about their parents. Their parents are obnoxious. What? They're obnoxious.
Some of them are.
Yeah, man.
Some of them are. But even though school board members said last night, we understand you have a right to be mad. What happened to Eric Kasparovich was not a really good thing,
no, sir.
Marty. And,
no, sir.
And looking into it all these weeks and the last few months, it was you really got to question what's going to go on. And this story is not over, Marty. It's going to be interesting to see how they start. There's going to be people interested to see how they play. And as I put on the story, hey, there's probably four new board members coming in, and they want change.
Yeah.
And they have all hinted they will be in there, and it's a one-year contract supplemental. And people have said all they got to do if they get in there, maybe flip one person. And there was one person that voted against it last night. And guess what? They could open the job again after 1 year.
Hey, Mike, man, when I played at Central when Marino was there, and my father would come to some of the games, and when I went to track meets, he'd come to some of the track meets. And heck, some of Marino's family would come there, but no one went nuts. Ever, man. Ever. No one told the coaches what to do. No one. Fast forward. I'm sitting in a soccer game for my 10-year-old son, and they're all kind of mediocre. Mike, there are three parents going insane the entire game. And I mean, so much so that the coach had to stop the game and said, I'll cancel this if you don't shut up. And they still didn't. What's changed, man? What has changed?
Well, the filter from people has
that's right.
from parents and
that's
people
right.
have changed, and there is no filter anymore.
No.
That's in life, I think.
That's right.
Social media has changed because people have a lot of social media muscles. I love tough guys on social media, but they would never say those things to your face.
That's right.
And parents have changed. They can't see anything besides their kids. But you know what, Marty? You know, I played sports since I've been a younger age. My dad coached me. Three brothers have played.
Nice.
There have been parents complaining about their kids don't play since I was
absolutely
freaking 8, 9 years old.
Absolutely.
I went through it. My dad coached me, so it's been going on a long time. The only thing is I think people have aren't afraid to say things publicly or out loud anymore, which years ago they used to keep it to themselves more and just tell your kids, you know what, just listen to your coach.
It's true.
You deal with it.
It's true, man.
So that's
I lived
I think
it.
What's been changed.
Mike, it's a pleasure, man. I really do admire you, man. I love your work. I love how you convey the info, and I love how honest you are, and you're so connected. You're the real deal, brother. Thank you, my man.
Marty, thank you for the compliments, man.
Anytime.
Nice guy. Thank you. Take care.
Good is good. He's the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.